Kabbalah.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, or Kabbalah for the student, the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 12. You can ask questions in our website, kab.tv. Selected questions relevant to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. So, in general, we've been through the four phases, that is, how the Havaya that was enrooted in the upper light even is revealed in the will to receive, so that the upper light that influences the point of the desire that was formed in its existence from absence. Earlier, there was no will to receive in any form, and it was formed, and this is actually called creation, bria ba, outside, something that wasn't there before, and the light that influences, that is the will to bestow, which is called the light, the desire to bestow, to love, to fill up of all of the abundance, as it influences the will to receive that wants to enjoy, it develops the will to receive necessarily through these four phases that are called the name of Havaya, because by that the upper light imprints in the created being those phases of development. And after these are concluded, creation ends with the light and Kli, and that's the end of the development from the side of the upper one through the discernment phases of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. In Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase, we reach a state where the light has developed the desire exactly according to what it wants to be in the desire, directly. Therefore, it's called four phases of direct light. And this Kli that wants to receive the direct light is exactly suitable in all of its qualities, in quantity and quality, in any way we can imagine, to the upper light. This is now inside the desire, and the desire absorbs it, feels it, enjoys it directly, as it comes from the Creator, from the Emanator. And here we already have the beginning of a new development, that after the will to receive has ended its development through the light in a necessary, mandatory manner, that it had compulsory responses, reactions to the light, that it wanted to receive this way or that way, that the light created in it all of these four phases, then we reach a state of what do we get out of this whole development? Well, we is not really us. Rather, what does the light achieve through this whole development? And we see that after the created being, soon we will learn that after the created being discovers entirely the attitude of the Creator to him, then he cannot stop himself to just enjoy the way it comes to him from the Creator, that the Creator created both the desire and also the fulfillment for the desire, and the fulfillment, the filling, just fills up the desire, and seemingly the desire has everything. However, specifically at that point, where seemingly this should be the point of satiation, of wholeness, from the side of the recipient discovers that this is completely not enough. And so much it's not enough that he is willing to get rid of this state and even to empty himself, so long as, just because he cannot suffer this abundance, the light, the attitude of the Creator towards him, that he fills him up, shows him love, connection, embrace everything, and the created being cannot stand it. So here there is an additional desire, additional discernments that awaken in the created being. And he has to respond to them instinctively. He cannot avoid responding or reacting to it. The moment he feels this direct, pure love from the side of the giver, the will to receive is built in such a way, because he also comes from the same root of creation to benefit his creations. So he starts to resist the pleasure that comes to him directly, and he has to arrange a certain attitude towards the giver of the pleasure before he can receive the pleasure. Well, let us learn that the way it happens inside, and we will have many other questions here. But that point is a very important and a very subtle one. Please. Item 12. We should understand that the essence of the created being and of creation as a whole is only the will to receive. Anything beyond that is not part of creation, but extends from his essence by way of existence from existence. Thus, why do we discern this will to receive as oviyut, thickness, and turbidity, and we are commanded to cleanse it through Torah and mitzvot, to the point that without it, we will not achieve the sublime goal of the thought of creation? We see that Bala Sulam is coming now from a different direction. It says somewhere that we have to cleanse the will to receive in us, to correct it, so that it won't be receiving directly, but rather that in its form of reception, it will express his bestowal, his identification with the giver, that we have to cleanse it from just this crude reception that exists on the levels of the still vegetative and animate. However, Adam, if there is such a development on the will to, in the will to receive to the degree of Adam, then on him applies the duty to receive in a different way. By this you reach equivalence of form with the giver.
So
why do we have to reach that? That the goal that exists in the upper light, that develops the desire, the goal is not achieved in B'china Dalet, the fourth phase, in the four phases of direct light. Rather, it keeps on, continues to show itself, that goal. And it gives the created being suddenly a place of work. That is, the created being here has to add something of his own to show himself. He has to understand the Creator. He has to arrange his attitude toward him. So, in the four phases, this wasn't revealed, but only now. Specifically now, what the created being, when he discovers the fulfillment, he also discovers how much this fulfillment brings him problems and troubles, and how much the goal is not at all working according to this direct form, not according to the four phases of direct light, but following them, he discovers a new field of work. So far, is it clear? It's a little bit, but it will be more clarified soon. Yes.
It's not clear where does the created being have a room to add on his own part.
Because is in the reception of the light in order to receive, which he has in Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase. It's not still called in order to receive, because it doesn't have an intention beforehand. The four phases of direct light all develop from the emanator. Therefore, here, there is still no action on behalf of the emanated. Even the second phase that doesn't want to receive, and a third phase that necessarily goes to receive because it was born this way from the second phase, and the fourth phase, Bchinat Daled, that seemingly adds to the will to receive, all of this is still under the pressure of the upper light. This is what the emanator has determined. And here, on behalf of the created being, well, there is no created being yet. Created being means that he has his own desire, that he can stop the emanator, and he says, from here on, I want to lead the development. I want to determine what will happen between the two of us. And as much as he can stop the Creator's attitude towards him, positive, negative, it doesn't matter, but he wants to determine the form of relationships between them. So this form in magnitude and quality, it determines the created being. The will to receive was just created by the upper one. So for the created being to be called a created being or creature, there has to be some action on, some act on his behalf. For the time being, there is no such clean act on behalf of the created being. Ultimately, the Creator's desire is to bring the created being to a state where he will be as the Creator. When can that be? Later, we learn that this can be only after the shattering of the kelim, of the vessels, and the deterioration down to this world, and in this world, after many discernments, when the created being is still under the control of the Creator, a point begins to awaken in him, and from that point on, he can start determining his independence. So there is still a great long development before the created being is ready to stand and say, this is me, and this is what I want. And that's what the Creator wants to happen. It's like we have with children and babies, that we give birth to them and we raise them. How long does it take before the sperm enters the womb, until it is born and until it grows outside of the mother and it becomes independent? What does it mean that it has independence? From which point? So after he finishes the years of katnut, infancy, we call it 13 years and one day, and it starts the gadlut, adulthood, and in adulthood, in gadlut, we also have stages. That where they're not yet independent, so this requires some stages of development. Where does this noise come from? From me? I'm not doing that. We never had that. Well, okay. We'll continue. Item 13. The thing is that as corporeal objects are separated from one another by remoteness of location, spiritual matters are separated from each other by the disparity of form between them. This can be found in our world too. For example, when two people share similar views, they like each other, and the remoteness of location does not cause them to draw far from one another. Conversely, when their views are far, they are hateful of each other, and proximity of location will not bring them any closer. Thus, the disparity of form in their views removes them from each other, and the proximity of form in their views brings them closer to each other. If, for example, one's nature is the complete opposite of the other's, They are as far from one another as the east from the west. Similarly, all matters of nearness and remoteness, coupling and unity that unfold in spirituality are but measures of disparity of form. They depart from one another according to their measure of disparity of form and attach to one another according to their measure of equivalence of form. Yet you should understand that although the will to receive is a mandatory law in the created being, as it is the essence of the created being and the proper kli for reception of the goal of the thought of creation, it nonetheless completely separates it from the emanator. As there is disparity of form to the point of oppositeness between itself and the emanator. This is because the emanator is complete bestowal without a shred of reception. And the creature, the created being, is complete reception without a shred of bestowal. Thus, there is no greater oppositeness of form than this. It therefore follows that this oppositeness of form necessarily separates it from the emanator. This means that when is the created being separated from the creator? When is the emanated separator separated from the emanator? When he is in the opposite form, independent form, when he feels that he is independent.
Afuch mi'amatzil.
Opposite of the emanator.
Tikra shuv, bakasha.
Anachnu korim shuv.
Please read it again. Item 13. The thing is that as corporeal objects are separated from one another by remoteness of location, spiritual matters are separated from each other by the disparity of form between them. These can be found in our world too. For example, when two people share similar views, they like each other, and the remoteness of location does not cause them to draw far from one another. Conversely, when their views are far, they are hateful of each other, and proximity of location will not bring them any closer. Thus, the disparity of form in their views removes them from each other, and the proximity of form in their views brings them closer to each other. If, for example, one's nature is the complete opposite of the other's, they are as far from one another as the east from the west. Similarly, all matters of nearness and remoteness, coupling and unity that unfold in spirituality, are but measures of disparity of form. They depart from one another according to their measure of disparity of form, and attach to one another according to their measure of equivalence of form. Yet, you should understand that although the will to receive is a mandatory law in the created being, as it is the essence of the created being, and a proper kli, a vessel for reception of the goal of the thought of creation, it nonetheless completely separates it from the emanator, as there is disparity of form to the point of oppositeness between itself and the emanator. This is because the emanator is complete bestowal without a shred of reception, and it, the created being, is complete reception without a shred of bestowal. Thus, there is no greater oppositeness of form than this. It therefore follows that this oppositeness of form necessarily separates it from the emanator. This means that the created being has to be in oppositeness of form from the Creator, otherwise he will not be a created being. He has to truly be the opposite of the Creator, in complete oppositeness on the one hand. This is his beginning, this is the point where he has to stand, and that point has to be achieved in him, that while he is the opposite of the Creator, of the Emanator, and at the same time, if later on he wants to adhere, to resemble to some extent, to grow like the Emanator, that's his business. But that point where he stands on his oppositeness, it has to be in him as the foundation. Otherwise, there would not be a created being. So that's what we have to understand first of all. And therefore, we have two things here. One thing is our nature, the will to receive, that must be disclosed as the opposite of the Creator, that it does not agree and it does not want under any form. It does not equalize with the upper light, with the Creator. That's on the one hand. This is its nature, and the created being must be brought to such a point, his true point. What is he? Who is he? And for him to see that and understand it and feel it. And from that point, that he will be able to determine how much he wants to be similar to the Emanator and will make efforts to resemble him. And then the created being, it turns out that he includes two opposite discernments. One is that he is a will to receive with its full strength, the complete exact opposite of the Creator's will to bestow. And on the other hand, he can work with his nature, that is the opposite of the Creator, with the intention that is like the will to bestow in the Creator, and this for him is called the intention to bestow. So therefore the created being includes two discernments, his own discernment, the will to receive, and the form of the Creator. Not the Creator's nature, but the Creator's form, and this is called an intention to bestow. And then he can truly reach a state where the state that the Creator has determined in the beginning of creation. Any questions? Yes?
So what's a form?
A form is what the will to receive takes upon itself, the way that it wants to appear. It is not responsible, it's not the boss of its own nature, of the will to receive, and the will to receive itself does not change, does not purify. You can also only stop the way you use it. But upon the will to receive, you can determine some form that it will take on. What is its form? That it would be the form of the Emanator, that you use the nature of the will to receive in a way that it will bestow to the Creator. Why? Because if the Creator wants you to receive, then you can play with your will to receive more, to receive less, to receive under some conditions, and then your actions will influence the Creator, and in that way you can bestow to him, either to cause him some sorrow or cause him pleasure from you.
So you're right, so the spirituals are separated due to the disparity of form, and you'll find it in this world as well. What does that mean?
The disparity of form, meaning the external expression of the will to receive, when it receives the intention to bestow, can be from the oppositeness of form to the Creator to a complete match called dvekut, adhesion. Now, we therefore have truly like a ruler or a ladder of forms, of degrees that the will to receive either moves away from the Creator to the opposite end, where it is the opposite of the Creator, And it's even more than oppositeness. It reaches a state where even though a prohibition was set upon it, it still wants to receive. It wants to receive for itself. It wants to be filled up, and it wants to even cause damage and detriment to the Creator. It wants to damage Him, harm Him, until it reaches such states. And the Creator is interested in such desires to appear in the will to receive that are the complete opposite from bestowal and love, truly in the opposite form from wholeness. Because without correcting these opposite desires, it is impossible to reach dvekut, adhesion. Therefore, we must have klipot, shells, the systems of the klipot, the worlds of the klipot, because specifically in them exists the greatest will to receive, and which is the complete opposite, and we have to work on them.
Well,
yes. So, it should be clear that the will to receive has to be revealed and in all the different forms, because whatever will be revealed, it's always from the light, all of these forms of it, and we will have to correct them back to match the Creator.
What's the distinction that the disparity of form appeared on? What discernment?
Over the pleasure. The Creator wants to benefit His creations. He wants to give them pleasure. So He brings them to the feeling of pleasure in the opposite form and in the direct form. And the created being then has to stand between the two of them and distinguish and discern and decide what he chooses.
But we say, and we also see that after the correction, there's no problem with the pleasure. The problem was only with the intention. Not the reception of the abundance there. Reception itself doesn't yet make the created being opposite, doesn't it?
Well, we're running a little bit ahead of ourselves. That's not correct. No, the reception of the abundance or not the reception of the abundance, that actually testifies to the intention. Don't cut it off. Don't move the intention away from the action. The intention is the essence of the action. Yes.
How does the revelation of the whole will to receive manifest in this world, which is the goal that he talks about, or the process?
The will to receive is revealed in the fourth phase of the four phases of direct light, Bechina Dalet, in the initial form, not the opposite of the Creator, but just a little bit. However, later on, when the will to receive cascades down the degrees and moves away from the light, then we start determining the relations between the created being's will to receive and the Creator's will to bestow, and that's the whole matter of the degrees. Each and every degree is a certain degree of the Creator's bestowal or influence, and a certain degree of the created being's bestowal or influence, and how much they equalize between them on each and every state. Because overall there are 125 degrees of desire, therefore we have 125 degrees or stairs or ranks in which the will to receive in the emanated being can, through tzimtzum, masach, etc., equalize with the Creator's will to bestow. And that way they move away. To the extent that they move away from each other, there are additional processes occurring here, where this remoteness is not the normal manner of remoteness, because it adds reshimot and various forms, such that the created being begins by that to... Well, there's no created being yet as we talk about it, but in such a way as we speak about the still vegetative and animate. In them too, there are these forms that precede the degree of Adam. So the cascading from above downward, you might say that it happens in this way, that gradually the will to receive is established more and more. It understands itself, feels itself, even though the discernments that are revealed in it are still discernments that do not detach it from the emanator. And it is still not under its own authority. It is still not disconnected enough from the emanator. Because about the Ubal embryo, you can also say, well, it's an embryo, but you can say, well, what embryo is this? It's just a piece of flesh, and it receives everything through the umbilical cord. What's in it? Nothing. Everything in it, it comes from the mother. Why do we even take it into account that seemingly it has its own life? So there is a process here that we need to scrutinize. From what point do we call the will to receive a created being standing in its own right, and then its intentions, its actions are ascribed to it and not to the upper one. And the upper one doesn't even cause these actions to him, because the equivalence of form and adhesion and love that comes from the created being to the creator has to be true, real. So here, there cannot be some kind of... So there's the matter here of the activation of the created being by the creator on the one hand, and on the other hand, the created being's response must seemingly be truly disconnected, detached from the creator's action.
On the human level, he always departs more and more from the creator and discovers that farther from the creator.
Who are you talking about exactly? What degree, what state when you say human or Adam? I don't know what kind of human you mean.
Well, say
no,
us.
No, let's say, tell me precisely, and then I'll tell you precisely about what you're asking. There is here, I can tell you about one thing, and you will tie it to something else, so.
A Kabbalist who studies and tries to advance to the Creator.
Like the people sitting here, let's say.
Yes. So in their process, they need to discover how much they're distant from the Creator, opposite to the Creator.
For the time being, we have people sinning here, who, let's say, have no idea what they are. They understand this corporeal world and its relation to the spiritual world and where they are, that they don't know. Gradually, they discover it by the fact that, in the meantime, they build in them all kinds of guesses, all kinds of sensations, impressions, and those impressions, it's like, look, kids, this is called remoteness, and this is called proximity, and this is moving away or coming closer according to fulfillment, and this is moving away or coming closer according to intention. And these are still exercises that do not belong to the truth, because here there is still no moving away or coming closer of the person of the will to receive towards the Creator. Rather, these are kinds of exercises with playing as if. As we play, you know, these games with children. It's not life yet, but it's games. Later on, they'll go and study at school, then at the university, then they'll come to some workplace, and there they will also get some guidance, and maybe after that, they start entering a more independent life. Independent actions. So there is a process here.
I'm asking because when we say explain to new students that they already went through something, let's say in the young group, that they're about to enter the group, so that it's always a question of whether I'm progressing spiritually.
It's certainly advancement. From the very first moment, you're advancing. If you come and if you're in touch with the materials, you read, you study, you talk, of course. And besides that, if you have some group action, then of course you are already with some equivalence with the upper source. But it's a very mechanical, maybe it's a very mechanical equivalence, but it's still there.
Okay, so now my progress is in always discovering myself to be opposite to him.
No, not necessarily.
Source?
Not necessarily the opposite. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. In order to show you oppositeness, oppositeness includes two discernments. Sometimes you are the opposite, sometimes not.
Because sometimes we're asked, like, I see all kinds of terrible things in the world. I need to discover it in myself. That's my disparity.
You don't need to think about anything other than to study and take part in the 10. That's it. And in addition, also dissemination. That's the other form that gives you some deficiency, an additional deficiency. But it's not that you need anything other than that.
I'm talking about the inner feeling of the will to receive. The will to receive is going to feel more, that it's more terrible, that it's more evil, opposite.
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. This is the matter of ascent and descent. Each state is in order for you as a created being to, for you to determine it, must include two discernments. Two of them, light and kli. That is, when you discover who you are versus the Creator. You don't see the Creator, you don't understand Him, but somehow, according to certain discernments, you have to determine your state. Otherwise, how will you determine it? We always measure from here to there, this opposite that. Any of our measurements is like that. Hot, cold, some distance, it doesn't matter what it is. We always measure it with respect to something. Otherwise, we can't. We are not the Creator that we have just one quality. For us, each state must be comprised of two discernments. Otherwise, we don't feel, as we say, the advantage of light out of darkness. Okay. Well, give it to him.
It's not clear how something which is in complete disparity, without any sparks so far, seems like there's no chance.
Well, you're talking about things that we will reach in, say, 50 pages. You can't ask from this point. That's not how you study. Did you guys even study anywhere? You heard that there is some high mathematics, and and somebody starts asking about it in first grade. Just understand what it says here somehow, in the form that this prepares us for the continuation.
When he writes here about equivalence of form and disparity of form, is it about the intention? Does he measure that equivalence of form?
Actually, it's with respect to the Creator, with respect to the giver. But as much as a person determines who is the giver, the bestower, what form does the bestower have, maybe he determines it with respect to the 10. Maybe it's with respect to his own mood. That, you know, he's still in that state of I feel good or I feel bad. So when I feel good, I seemingly feel that I'm close to the Creator. And when I feel bad, I feel that I'm far away from the Creator. And of course, that's not how it works, but this is what he determines for the time being. That's what the study is about.
But if we relate to kli and light, what's the disparity and equivalence of form between them? The intention, about the intention or about the desire?
Between the kli and the light? Between the kli and the light, it's only according to the intention, because they are opposites, and they can equalize between them only through mutual bestowal, the light to the kli and the kli to the light.
Intention is a part of the desire to begin with, or it's something the desire acquires at a certain stage.
I don't know what to do with you. You are jumping ahead so much. The intention is the attitude of the created being to the Creator. That's it. The attitude or relation of the created being to the Creator. When the created being discovers what is the Creator's attitude towards him, and accordingly he wants to determine that his attitude to the Creator will be the same.
It's just it's unclear why when he came to Bchinat Dalet, doesn't mean there's a created being already.
The fourth phase, in the four phases of direct light, there's no created being yet, because, well, the question is, what do you call a created being? The will to receive in the fourth phase, Bchinat Dalet, is still filled up in the abundance, with the abundance that comes from the Creator, and it enjoys it. Let's say that it enjoys it. The matter of enjoying pleasure is also a question. There have to be some conditions in order to enjoy. But let's say that it enjoys it. It is filled up. And here he discovers that it is the opposite of the Creator in the intention, in the attitude. With respect to the host, as we will soon study this depiction. So therefore, here we cannot say about the fourth phase that this is the created being. It is still just a will to receive that responds to whatever the upper light bestows or influences it. In order to be the created being, you have to be detached from the upper light, from the source of the upper light. That's one. You need to be with the Shemot, with impressions and discernments, or a memory, let's say, for you to have inside something so that you know how to operate in all kinds of different forms, where you feel according to your state what it is that you need to do. And you want to execute it. And this is a desire which is yours. It's independent. It is yours. From that moment on, you can be independent, active. So there are many conditions here that need to be created, need to be built. You're not in the fourth phase in the four phases of direct light. You're not in that form. Everything you received it from the upper light. You received the desire from him. You received the fulfillment from him. Even shame, you received it from him. Where, let's say, if you talk about shame. And also the restriction, tzimtzum, you do it necessarily because he created these conditions in you. So everything comes from the upper one necessarily. So how can you say that there is already a created being? What created being? You can build such a machine that will respond in this way to the influence over it. Yes?
I don't know. I was certain that everything that happens in Bchinat Dalet is the first response of the Kli to the light.
But it's a compulsory response.
So why is that not called a created being?
Tell me, when I move electricity through a spiral and the spiral heats up and it burns, that's its response? It's a response. Is it independent in that? No. So what do you want? So, if there is a connection between the influence coming from above and the response from below, which is direct, it's a direct connection, then it's still not a created being. It is still the Creator's action. When you do something in the body, in the still, vegetative and animate, there are no decisions in them. If we understand this object, for sure it will respond in this particular way, and that's what we call science, that we know what are the responses according to our influence. in each and everything. That's science. How come we don't have a science like psychology? It's not a science, we say. How come? Because there is some component where we cannot say in advance what will happen. It is above the direct influence and direct response. No, we can't say about the response it will be this way or that way in advance. And therefore, here it is the degree of Adam, human, and we cannot research him so directly, so simply because there is no direct connection between the Creator and the created being. Rather, in the middle, there is free choice where he can respond this way or that way, to that degree, to that extent. Yes.
So, how would you define Bchina Daled?
Bchina Daled, the fourth phase, is the end of the creation of the Kli in terms of the will to receive in it. But it is entirely not a Kli yet. That it responds, it decides, it wants, it does not respond. What is its response? It felt shame now that the Creator has injected it into him. And according to how the shame awakens in him, he stops receiving. What here is, what is this action? What's in it? It's compulsory, mandatory.
So what differentiates the created being? He doesn't respond to what's happening to it?
The true created being means that it has a desire, it has a possibility for free choice. And by the free choice, which is truly free in him, he decides that he wants to resemble the Creator. And accordingly, he performs actions such that these actions are against his will to receive. The fact that the light compels me to perform actions that are against my desire, it means that I'm now working according to the new desire that the light has imprinted in me. It's not that I decided according to two opposite forms. You see? Is this okay? Is this clear? Good. Yes.
Why, when Bchina Daled discovers the oppositeness in it, discovers the disparity of form, not the disparity of its own nature, its essence?
Again, it discovers that it is the recipient and the Creator is the bestower. So you're asking the following, maybe. Does it discover that the Creator wants to benefit it? Doesn't just give it pleasure, but it discovers seemingly his desire to give pleasure, just like a baby. He receives from the mother, right? Good mother, good mommy. Why? According to my taste, or I discover that he is good, he wants my benefit, and this is why he's giving it to me. And as for me, from your actions, we know you. That I start to recognize him as good, because through the good that I get, I start to feel him. That is already the beginning of the intention on my behalf. In order to build the intention, I have to feel this way. And according to that, he feels his own desire, the created being. He feels that he is enjoying, and along with that, he now has a problem. He has an inner conflict. What's happening between him and the host? The host wants to benefit him. The desire to benefit, to do good, not the action itself. What does he do with it? Because here you have restriction, tzimtzum, and then above the restriction he has to determine his attitude to the host, or the matter of restriction, about which it says that it is the most strict, the most severe. It actually stops the action of the bestower, but he stops it in order to determine his attitude to the bestower. That seems to him as very important, because he discovers that his attitude of love, even though it is related to giving, it is a lot higher than the giving itself. There is the matter of an attitude, and the attitude is the internality of the Creator, while the abundance is the externality of the Creator, the abundance that comes. And also in the created being, he wants to determine the same. Okay, I'll receive, that's not a problem, but above that, I want to have my intention, my attitude. And for this, you need the entire process. And only about that, we say that this is called the oppositeness of form. Only that. We have nothing other than reception and bestowal, the intention over the first and the intention over the second. Okay, that's it. Good. Well, let's continue then. In truth, what you're asking, well, we will go through it several times, you know, but we have to end.